And if a firefighter retires, they have to get rid of their firefighter's plate because the firefighter's plate actually allows them access to a fire scene. And when they're retired, they can't go on yet on the fire scene with a retired with a fire with. If they're retired, they're not allowed to go on the scene. So in other words, they got to get rid of the plate. So what they want to do is say, we're a retired firefighter because we've been a firefighter at one time. And so what this does is it just allows them to get a retired firefighter's plate. And it's actually a really pretty neat thing to let people know.
And my reading of it, Senator Tomassoni, it's constrained to an existing plate, a modification of an existing
yep.
plate.
Mm-hmm.
Did the department have any comment on it?
Well, they've been fine with it. I've been trying to do this for a number of years, and so they've been fine with it for quite a while. And it's just a matter of putting it into law, that's all.
Okay, great.
But we do have just a need to amendment that fixes it so that we get it.
Okay.
Correct.
Just had copies of that amendment. I had heard that there might be a small amendment.
Yeah, this doesn't do anything other than clarify who can give up, who has to. They want to make sure that the local unit of government is okay with the person that is, and the person is still in good standing with the fire department. So they just want somebody from the local unit of government to approve it. So this takes one little thing out and leaves one little thing in, right?
Yeah.
The chief in, is that what it does?
Yeah.
So
in other words, it just has one approval of the chief instead of having a chief and a local unit of government officer.
So I don't know that you don't have the amended motion in your hands, Representative Earhart. I apologize for that. Peter wants to copy that, but it's on line 2.29 of the unofficial engrossment. It simply eliminates the administrative officer of the local government.
Which one is it?
Well, it's not on there. I have the bill. I don't. Does anybody have an extra copy of the unofficial engrossment?
You're screwing things up again. I can tell.
Don't fix it.
Do we need a copy?
Yeah, they have the amendment.
Oh, we got
well,
this.
Peter went to get the copy because what we ended up with in our file were just the original bills, so they didn't have the amendment. But if you would like to wait for Peter, we can. But this is a very minor amendment. Here's the line, 2.29. You can look at my copy there. And it removes the language and administrative officer of the local government unit.
In other words, it reduces the issuing one step.
It gets rid of the letter from the fire chief and leaves the administrative officer.
Or delete and administrative, just leaves
that,
the chief.
Just leave the chief.
Yeah,
let the fire chief go.
It deletes administrative officer.
Oh, really? Both
the chief and only one that have to go.
The chief. Because he'll know everybody.
Probably better source.
So, any questions for Senator Tomassoni? Okay. If not, Senator Tomassoni has moved the A2 amendment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Then the amendment passes. So that we have had a discussion on the firefighters special plate section. I'll just comment on the Section 2 special plate authority, which was the second amendment that brought us to conference committee because our transportation chairs were not willing to cede that level of authority to the commissioner. So if anyone wants to speak to that, I think there was agreement on your
yes.
side.
Yeah, we've discussed that.
Okay. So with that, are there any other questions about...
We actually have an official amendment, the one you were just talking about, or are we just...
The amendment, this, you mean...
No, the delete of the...
Well, we're not, this is... So
commissioner's authority.
It hasn't been deleted yet. It's what I have is the unofficial engrossment of the bill, and I need to entertain a motion to...
I'll move to delete that section.
Okay, so...
I'll delete that section.
Okay.
Is it Section 2?
Okay, Senator Sharon moves to delete Section 2 of the unofficial engrossment, which is the expanded authority for the commissioner.
Yeah.
Any discussion?
You know, I think just one point. We seem to get a lot of these bills coming through, and the intent of the Senate was just to say that a lot of times it just doesn't feel like it warrants that type of discussion.
And Senator Pratt, I agree with you completely, but I would think that we need to take that discussion on its own terms.
Absolutely,
and we should really look at the process for additional license plates or some, especially some of the minor like the bill itself that we're carrying here for the veterans mm-hmm. is a tweak in an existing plate. So could there be a process put in place that maybe is a middle ground?
Absolutely.
And I think that everyone concerned would be open to that discussion, but not in the context of this bill. Is that?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
So I make the motion to delete lines 2.19 to 2.23 of Section 2 of the unofficial engrossment 2.1.
Senator Sharon has moved to delete lines 2.19 to 2.23 of the unofficial second engrossment. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, that section has been deleted.
And I'll just make a motion to pass the unofficial engrossment. That's the proper motion.
Is someone help us here? Is the proper motion to... is it the unofficial engrossment we pass, or do we simply take sections 1 and section 3 as agreed to for the conference committee report? Would that be the proper motion? Any proper motion?
Well, last committee I was in a while ago, they said just adopt the conference committee report as...
So the conference committee may rename the sections we're going to put in the report.
Okay, I'll move that we...
Agree to
sections 1 and sections 3 as amended and submitted as our
in section 4.
Where's
the underlying bill?
That is the
underlying bill. Section 4 and move it forward as our conference committee report.
We have a motion to agree language in Section 1, Section 3 is amended, and Section 4 to approve as a conference committee report. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The conference committee report has been approved, and the meeting stands adjourned.